from KQED. Google the words Donald Trump and nightmare, and you get over 18 million results. Of course, there are those who believe Trump is the answer to America's problems, but there are others who feel quite the opposite. And some of them are carrying those negative thoughts and fears with them deep into slumberland.
And as I fall down in the ground, he tells the Secret Service to get rid of me.
Reporter Peter Gilstrap brings us the story of a Los Angeles therapist treating patients dealing with what she calls Trumpmares.
I am known as Dr. Dream. I'm not a doctor. I'm a hypnotherapist, but it's just kind of a fun name to be called.
That's Kelly Sullivan Walden. She's written 9 books on dreams, including Dreams and Premonitions, The Love, Sex, and Relationship Dream Dictionary, and It's All in Your Dreams. She does a lot of talk shows like Dr. Oz, and her 17-year practice seeing clients privately and conducting dream workshops has covered pretty much whatever goes on in a person's sleeping mind, including the Freddy Krueger-like presence of the latest resident of the White House.
Every time that I dream, there's always this man. Who are you?
The greatest president in the history of the United States. Me, Donald John Trump.
I'm hearing a lot of Trump-related dreams. Once I started looking, I just started finding so many of them, not just in the people in my world, but beyond that.
Social media and the internet provide plenty of information to back that up. Trump has appeared in dreams as a tooth-yanking dentist, a horrible math teacher, the leader of a zombie apocalypse, a ranting Uber driver, and a man chasing you in Walmart. But Trump has sparked far worse visions in the night.
Sexual violation, deportation, dreams about Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini, or other no-faced dictators treating people like they don't matter. They kind of run the gamut. You know, the dream that Mariah had was a violent dream and a very scary, like a nightmare, classic.
My name is Mariah Alexis Reyes. I'm 19 years old. I grew up in Highland Park my whole life. I went to Benjamin Franklin High School. Woo-woo.
Reyes met Walden when the therapist gave a lecture at Reyes School in 2011. Over the years, they've discussed many dreams, but today, they're focusing on Reyes' Trumpmare.
I had a dream that I was visiting the White House, and as I was walking, I saw Trump, and he sees me, and he stabs me in the stomach. And as I fall down in the ground, he tells the Secret Service to get rid of me. And no one knew I died and that he was responsible. I felt so devastated because I didn't even get to say goodbye to the people that I love.
So is there any place in your life where you feel helpless?
Walden and Reyes analyze the dream. They dissect the dream. They assess what Trump represents to Reyes and what she can learn from it all.
It makes me feel like I don't matter, like I don't have a voice.
This dream covers so many things. There's so many layers. You're dealing with your own heartbreak around the election and also kind of a lot of people feeling stabbed in the gut. But then I love that you're taking it to a higher place of, okay, what can I do about this? What does this say about me? And how can I become a better person as a result of this dream?
So there's really nothing to fear from a Trumpmare after all, but what about the vice president? Are people experiencing the terrifying specter of number two in their nocturnal world?
I haven't heard a single Pence nightmare. I imagine if he is invited not to come back to the White House, then I think the Pence nightmares will begin.
To be fair, Walden points out that
there's a lot of Trump healing dreams. A lot of people trying to heal him in their dreams, loving him, throwing flowers on him, even having sex with him to heal him. Somebody was breastfeeding him. And she said she was in the dream, she was very maternal with him.
It seems that some Americans are reaching out in their nightmares, hoping, at least behind the wall of sleep, that the president can be saved. After all, we are a nation of dreamers.
The American dream is dead, but I'm going to make it bigger and stronger and better than ever before.
And we have that going for us. For the California Report, I'm Peter Gilstrap in Los Angeles.